Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
3 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Still to come on the show this afternoon. I don't know that we have enough time to go over everything that was wrong about what Michael Vick said yesterday concerning Colin Kaepernick. We'll get to that coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now, though, we want to know, LeBron James is upset with the Cavaliers, frustrated. Is he justified? 799-1250, you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. This is Jeff Zilgit from USA Today with his most recent article on LeBron James and saying, expecting an aggressive offseason approach that would close the gap on the champion Golden State Warriors, James soon found his anticipation and optimism diminished after Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert dismantled the front office, declining days before the draft and free agency to bring back general manager David Griffin and vice president of basketball operations Trent Redden. Gilbert's decision left the Cavs without the franchise's top two front office execs at a critical time, and it left James frustrated and concerned about the team's ability to put together a roster that can better compete with Golden State. The person with direct knowledge of James's thinking told USA Today Sports the person was not authorized to speak publicly and requested anonymity, and further exacerbating James' frustration as the Cavs were close to getting making a deal for then-Chicago Bulls all-star Jimmy Butler the day Gilbert decided to mutually part ways with Griffin and Redden. Two people familiar with negotiations told USA Today that they requested anonymity as well because they were not authorized to speak publicly on those negotiations. Is LeBron justified in his frustration and displeasure with his franchise, the Cleveland Cavaliers? 799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Sparky?
All depends on how much of a role you think a star player should have within his organization. If you think a star player should have say on personnel moves and things that are happening in the organization, then you obviously agree. If you don't believe that star player should have really any say in what happens within the organization, player-wise, GM-wise, or otherwise, then you think LeBron's stupid and probably should just shut up. Because it's not his role. He's not the general manager. He's not the owner. He's a player. So shut up and be a player and let them worry about taking care of the rest of it. I think those are the two camps we're talking about here. Now, I kind of am in both camps to a certain degree. Depending on how good you are, I think depends on how much of a say I'm going to let you have in what we're doing. If you are the best player in the world in LeBron James, yeah, I want to hear everything you have to say. I may not agree with everything you have to say, but let me at least hear it. And based on all the reports that I've seen, he pretty much was frozen out by the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers and not let in that they were about to tell David Griffin it's been real, out you go, without having a plan in place to replace him. Now, if the plan in place was Chauncey Billups and they screwed that up because they never even had that locked down and Billups walked away from him, not that Billups was ready for that job anyhow, but he didn't take the job and here we sit still and again with no general manager in a year in which LeBron gets to opt out to go somewhere else if he wants after the upcoming season. I mean, they have really, really, really just screwed this whole thing up in Cleveland. No surprise, considering who the owner is. And remember, he could have been the Brewers owner had Wendy Seelig-Preeb chosen him instead of Mark Adonasio. At the end of the day, that's who it was down to. Now, having said all of that, I think if I was the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, I would have signed David Griffin to an extension and moved forward. That's what I would have done, especially if I knew LeBron was going to be on board one way or the other going forward. But if I thought there was any chance that me letting David Griffin go could be the final nail for LeBron leaving, there's no way I could let David Griffin go. Just not a chance. And by the sounds of it, that was the final straw for him. Bye-bye. It's been real. I'm probably out of here now. And I don't know, Gary, who they could bring in now to make him happy at this point. Not going to go get Jerry West. He's with the Clippers. So, I mean, what legendary general manager are you going to go pull out of retirement to come in here and try and save this thing and save LeBron James from leaving Cleveland and going to the Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. You know, LeBron knows he can't beat Golden State. Bottom line.
Right.
So that's your angst with LeBron. And so I don't know if he's justified. I don't know what the decisions that they say he can and can't make. I don't know what they told LeBron. But we know right now is Golden State barring any major injuries to that team. Done. So he's got to live with that. So that's that for me.
So you're saying he's not really justified in his displeasure or frustration with the Cavaliers?
No, if they told him they was going to go get somebody, then he could be. But see, I don't know the inside on that, Rami. I'd be speculating.
But they're sort of handcuffed. I mean, because there wasn't really anybody on the free agent market this year that was going to put them over the top that they could have afforded. And we've gone through all the different possible scenarios for the Cavs. There wasn't. I know that they say that they were close to getting Jimmy Butler, but you look at what the Timberwolves gave up to the Bulls to get Jimmy Butler. The Cavs didn't have those types of pieces to move, and there weren't really any trades that we saw that could have been done that would have closed a gap with the Golden State Warriors. And the reason that they're in that position is because for the last 3 years, they've been deferring to LeBron James on every personnel move that they make, on every trade, on every free agent signing. They've deferred to LeBron James. That roster has been constructed in large part by LeBron James. If they can't compete with Golden State now and they don't have the flexibility to make the moves to close that gap with Golden State, how can he be frustrated with anybody but LeBron James? Isn't that on him?
You know, sure, Rom.
Are you saying that just so I shut up? Because then we can just go to a break and move it along.
Well, why are you looking at me? We got more than one guy in here.
Because you just spoke. I was responding to you.
Oh, so you're talking to me?
I was responding to what you just said because it's a talk show, so we talk to each other.
Well, the way I feel about that, Rami, is that I don't know what they told him or what moves that could have been made that didn't make. You're speculating. You don't really have a fact. You don't know what the hell they're doing there. I'm speculating. I don't know what was said with Cleveland in their front office. So you have your opinion on LeBron James and who he brought in and who he didn't bring in and what contract he made and what contract he didn't make. I don't know whether the owner said to him that we were going to do some stuff this year. We were going to trade this guy, not trade this guy, and bring this guy in. I don't know that. All I do know is they didn't make a move. They can't beat Golden State. To me, that's the bottom line. They can't beat, barring Golden State gets hurt, something that nobody can beat them.
I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
Yeah,
but
nobody in the NBA can beat Golden State. Now, can somebody have a magical year like the Brewers?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And it, like I say, magical. But as of right now, LeBron's on the outside looking in, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to beat Golden State, and it's not going to happen. He ain't getting any younger.
And I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
You're right about that. They can compete with Golden State. It's not going to happen.
But nobody can.
No, nobody can.
Well, without KD, LeBron did beat
them. Yeah, he beat them but Kevin Durant KD, puts him over the top.
Yeah.
And makes it so that the gap can't be closed, not this offseason. So LeBron can do one of two things at this point.
Well, he can leave after next year.
And that's one of them.
Yeah.
And the other one is ask for a trade right now.
He could. Roy Lee, is he justified? LeBron is upset at the Cavs. Is he justified?
I think he should be able to do whatever he wants, because if they lose, it's on him. If he win, he gets the glory. The owner, he's won his championship. So I think you've already got LeBron back, so he's vested. He's vested in who you pick up, who you release. So if he's PO'd about it, Yeah, he's justified. Do whatever he wants. You got to improve it. You have to do what you want to do to improve this team. It's really his team, really. I'll tell you that because you were, and Usher is one of my favorite singers of all time, R&B singers. He's part owner. He's a minority owner. And I'm going to tell you something. When LeBron came back, they knew what they were getting. They knew what they were getting. This guy wants to win. That's why Barkley went after, when he said he wants all the players. Yeah, he wants all the players. They got all the players. So if you're not going to give me any ammunition to get in this gunfight, then deuces.
But the reason that they can't get any ammunition is because they've been signing everybody LeBron James has wanted them to sign for the last 3 years.
Anybody out there, I want it.
And now there's with the luxury tax, maybe they're spending like $200 million.
He's spending a ton of money in luxury
in terms
tax.
Of player salaries and luxury tax.
Yeah, spend more. Championships cost money.
To
we
get who?
Who's out there? There wasn't nobody out there.
That's the point.
It may be somebody out there. Could be some sign and trade stuff. A lot of this stuff, a lot of hanky-panky been going on, too, this summer. I've been watching that. Ever since the guy in Houston, the point guard, he was supposed to
Chris
come to the Lakers. And I was like, wait a minute.
Y'all got screwed on him twice.
Like, wait a minute.
3 years ago.
Come on now.
That's twice now. He should have been traded to the
Straight
Lakers.
Straight side.
Nullified.
Something is going to happen. You will see another top all-star with LeBron before it's over with, so you don't have to see him in Miami looking at the arena apologizing. That was amazing. On his Instagram, he's in Miami looking at, those were the days. In South Beach, winning championships, and the owner gets out of your way. And
Heat fans are losing their mind, thinking he's hinting at a comeback.
I know, right?
Well, there was a story yesterday.
I like the subliminal. I like that.
There was a story yesterday about Wade talking about going back to Miami.
Yeah.
You know where that all came from?
We can start it right here.
Are they both going back?
Where? So, Deion Waiters.
Oh, Jesus, not him.
What's wrong with Deion Waiters? He can play a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Deion Waiters.
Okay.
Somebody tweeted out a video of some crazy person who's walking down the street and sees a cat in a storefront, and he's banging on the window and going, I'm going to get you out of there. I'm going to get you out. Just some crazy dude is yelling at a cat that he's going to get him out of there. He's going, you don't belong there. Blah, blah, blah. So somebody tweeted out, Deion Waiters to Dwayne Wade. That was the caption to the video. So they're implying that Deion Waiters is saying that to Dwayne Wade. He's going to get him out of Chicago. Right. He doesn't belong there. Dwayne Wade retweeted it and quoted it with laughing faces. So people saw that as Dwayne Wade implying that he agreed with whoever this crazy person was that tweeted this out. The video is hilarious, though. If you watch it.
Well, to a certain degree, he's right, because that's exactly where Wade is right now. He's stuck. Without Jimmy Butler, he is that cat stuck in the store, and he can't get out. I mean, you couldn't have put that together much better right there. Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah.
I'll show you guys the video during the break. Let's get in KJ in West Dallas. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, KJ?
KJ, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Leroy?
What's happening?
What's up, Big Show? Hey, listen, I don't think LeBron James has anyone to blame but himself. He's basically the de facto head coach, de facto GM, and pretty much anybody else. I mean, the only thing he doesn't do is probably sell popcorn. But they whiffed on Carmelo, they whiffed on Paul George, and also Jimmy Butler. So, I mean, he went out and said something before the season was even over that, hey, we need help. But there's been a rift between ownership, the GM, and him for, I don't know, at least a season and a half. So, I mean, he's the one that's making all the moves, basically, you know, behind the scenes. Maybe not his name on it, but we know who's basically, you know, has the power in that structure. And the fact that they didn't, you know, make anything happen, hey, I mean, the only one I can say he's going to have to look at is himself, you know, at this point.
Yeah, and I think he's okay with that, but mark my words, it will be another top-tier all-star. They're going to figure out a way for him to be with LeBron with the Cavs.
Well, end game here, Rami, end game is if LeBron wants to beat Golden State, he's got to go somewhere else. or somebody's got to come.
Absolutely, I wouldn't blame him if he did.
But just, Cousins or somebody.
And I'll even say this: LeBron James did a great job of putting that team together. If not for the perfect storm in Golden State, the Cavs have the best team in basketball.
Would have beat them again.
LeBron James did a great job of putting that team together.
Yep.
He put it together a very good roster when given the power to do so in Cleveland. But this whole thing of pointing fingers at Dan Gilbert and the Cavs because you can't beat the Warriors, that's bogus,
but,
man, and it's not justified.
But, Ron, something's got to be going on with Dan Gilbert more than
something
we know.
Something's going on with him for real.
I mean, how does Chauncey Billups not even take that job? You're talking
about—
because
they lowballed him.
See, that's what I'm talking about Dan Gilbert.
They lowballed him by name value. Well, they offered him what most first-time GMs get.
But that's Dan Gilbert. So there's some stuff, other stuff going on with Dan Gilbert that we just don't know on the inside. If you look at, and I'm just saying this, this may be crazy, but if you look for one of those kind of jobs for African-American, we don't get very many of them, and you turn that down, there's got to be something wrong. I mean, you look at, who's the cat that was with the Clippers for a long, long time? Was that Elgin Baylor? Elgin Baylor had that job for a long, long time, and that Sterling guy was, know what he was. And Elgin Baylor never turned that down. He turned that money down. But you look at, there's something else going on in Cleveland for a black man to turn that job down when we don't really get opportunities to get those kind of jobs and stay.
Something ain't right.
That's just me. Something ain't right there. Most folks don't turn that down.
Most folks also don't turn down the biggest contract in the NFL. But should Aaron Rodgers. That's next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. It's the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. We'll get into Colin Kaepernick and Michael Vick's comments about him coming up at 4 o'clock. Right now, though, we want to know, does Aaron Rodgers need to be the highest-paid quarterback in the NFL? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Packers president Mark Murphy saying, quote, "You need to plan for it," on ESPN.com last week. Rodgers himself told Channel 4, "I know what my value is, and the team compensated me really, really well a few years ago. I hope the situation in a couple of years is a no-brainer. That means I'm playing well and the team's still moving in the right direction, and that's what I can control. The other stuff, I let my agent handle that. We haven't even had any conversations, so it's not something I'm even thinking about. Like I said, I've got 3 years left on my deal." This from an article from our old buddy Rob Domofsky at ESPN.com, saying Aaron Rodgers should be back atop the quarterback pay scale sometime soon. But should he? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Gary?
So as a media guy, since I became the media guy,
you're finally admitting it.
A lot of players, former players, hate doing these types of topics, in that you never want to get into another guy's pocket. I mean, everybody should be able to make the kind of money that they want to make in this game, because you don't have, you know, it's not going to last forever. So you got to get your money, get in and get out. After I read that article, right now I think states that Aaron Rodgers is 6th highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He used to be the highest paid quarterback with all these other contracts. I mean, I think he's behind. Does he show you who's in front of him, Rami, in that article?
Not in this article that I'm reading, but I can get that information
in just a few minutes. I can look at it. But there are contracts. I think Flacco is making more money than he is. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is making, I believe, more money than he is. So, I mean, you start looking at the names. But Tom Brady, I don't think, is in that category, Rumdahl. I don't think he's in front of him. So when you start looking at money that he's making,
they don't have the complete list, but he does say Rodgers at $22 million ranks 6th on the list behind both Cousins and Joe Flacco.
Right. And
doesn't say who else.
And I don't think Brady's in there, but maybe I'll look that up and see where Brady is. But you never hear about Brady being the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You never hear about that. And does he deserve to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Yeah, he does.
Derek Carr, Andrew Luck, Drew Brees, and then Cousins, and Joe Flacco, and then Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
That's the order of highest paid quarterback.
So, yeah, does he deserve to be the highest paid quarterback? Yes. Yeah. So no Tom Brady in that?
No, he is not in the top 6.
Can you find out what Brady is?
I can find it.
Please?
Sparky's working on it.
So, I just, So does he deserve to be the highest paid quarterback? Yes, he does. He does. But can he take less in order for Ted to sign and bring in more players? Does he have to be the highest paid quarterback?
Okay, so we're talking about cap numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Rodgers is six, like you said, 20.3, along with Tannehill, also 20.3. Cam Newton, 20.1. Phillip Rivers, 20 million. Eli Manning, 19.7. Andrew Luck, 19.4. Drew Brees, 19. Russell Wilson, 18.8. Ben Roethlisberger, 18.2.
Did you say Brady yet?
Nope.
No.
Sam
way down there.
Kid. Sam Bradford, 18. Alex Smith, 16.9. Brock,
14.15.
Brock Osweiler, 16. Andy Dalton, 15.7. Derek Carr, 15.5. Mike Glennon, 14. Tom Brady, 14.
You got to be kidding me.
I told you. See, here's the thing about that. And this was.
So I want to say this. I said this, Leroy.
After those two quarterbacks.
I want to tell you this.
Gary, after Glennon and Brady, there's a huge drop-off by $5 million to the next guy, Tyrod Taylor, is at $9 million. And then another drop-off to Jameis Winston at
$6.9. So, say this, Leroy, so you know where I'm at with this.
Yes.
And I was saying, since we became in the media, became media guys, and as a former player, you never talk about somebody else's money. You never get in. It's, former players just never get in the pocket.
Don King said that best.
But I just started thinking, well, where's Tom Brady at on this list? I mean, you never hear about Brady being the highest paid coach. You just never hear it. No one. And he's got the most championships.
Garrett, they told Tom Brady, you will never be the highest paid quarterback. Ever. But you will be the richest.
So what do you mean by that?
They give every couple of years, they give him $30-40 million, bury it. Another couple of years, $30-40 million, bury it. $30-40 more million, bury it. You don't really know what he makes. He don't want to be up there at the top. That's what Aaron should do. Restructure your deal,
that's,
man.
That's what I'm talking here. Yeah.
Every year or two, get you $15-20 million. You know, beat it out 14-15. Yeah. You know, in 3 years span, he made $100 million that's in his pocket. And he's Brady probably played another 3, 4, 5 or more years. Every year and a half or two, they restructure, do something. I don't know if it's legal or not, knowing them. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You give him $30 million, you know, no problem. He now, Andrew Luck, have at it. You can have them big $86 million. Yeah, go ahead, man, have it. Brady sit back. Every couple of years, he get him $25, $30, $40 million.
$25, $30, $40 million.
Yeah. His wife got $197 million. I mean, so Brady's doing it the right way. Y'all give me them inflated numbers if you want to. I want my money right now in my pocket. And that's what the owner do to him. Kraft, hey, how you doing, Brady? Hey, man, you know what? I got a hangnail. Hey, come up here and let me give you a check for $25 million.
That,
take care of that.
That cap hit is $14 million this year. In 2018, when he turns 40, that cap hit becomes $22 million.
See, you never know what they're going to do, Steve? That's what, $8-9 million jump? Give him another $25 million and extend it again after jump back down to 13. That's what Rodgers should do. Don't try to be the highest paid. That's just for ego. You want money in your pocket.
Well, he signed a 2-year, $41 million deal. That was $28 million signing bonus, 20.5 average salary.
Oh, come on, man. That's what you should do.
Guaranteed at signing all $28
million. Thank you. Them the deals I want, Steve. Look, just little singles. No home runs. Single. Aaron Rodgers should not get in this chess match with what Kirk Cousins and them guys doing. Stay with the Packers, just like Brady. Sign these 1- and 2-year deals. Get you 28, 19, 20, 30, 40 million up front, and you play them, just win championships. Because if you look at value, Aaron had one of the best value deals that's ever been put together.
It's interesting. In this thing, it says the 2016-17 base salary is guaranteed for injury only. 2017 salary becomes fully guaranteed on March 11th, 2017.
Who that's
so? Brady.
Oh, my God.
So if they cut him after week one, they still owe him his salary for the rest of this year regardless. Where every other NFL player, you don't owe him nothing.
Steve, we
other
let's
than
go to,
signing
let's
bonus
go to
money,
break.
You haven't paid him.
Look up who his agent is. And tell me after the break.
There's some crazy dollar numbers getting
look
thrown
up his
around.
Agent.
I got it. It's Yee Dubin Sports. Yee, Y-E-E,
hey,
Dubin
man.
Sports.
Give me a knockoff. Just get me paid.
There's some crazy dollar amounts being thrown around.
Give me a knockoff agent. It don't matter. I don't care.
Not
you don't
crazy
know
dollar amounts being thrown paid around at the jewelry center, though, Gary.
Yeah, my good friends at the jewelry center located on 76 Layton Plaza.
Go get my 82 Brewery
off of Blue Mountain Road.
Take
in the Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. As for my good friend Dean Murray, been in his business for a long, long time. Have great, great workers working for him, guys. All he wants to do is earn your business. When you walk in the door, tell him the guys from the Big Show sent you, and you'll make sure that you get a sizable discount on anything you buy. Guys, he wants to earn your business. Give them a shot. That's the Jewelry Center.
Should Aaron Rodgers be the highest paid quarterback? 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan and the Wendy's Big Show will be right back in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. It's the Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Asking you right now, should Aaron Rodgers be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Rob Domofsky says it's got to be coming soon. 799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky dug up an article from Forbes.
From January, just before the conference championship games.
And this is talking about total player earnings over the course of a career. And it lends to what Leroy Butler was saying, which is that the numbers in terms of annual salary might not say Tom Brady is the highest paid quarterback in the league. He's number one in total salary over the course of his 17 seasons in the NFL. He's raked in $196.2 million. About $835,000 per start, $1.07 million per win. That's not bad.
That's
he
crazy
can care
money.
Less who's the highest paid.
But wait a second here.
He cares less about Andrew Luck.
Hold on. So, Leroy, you in your time playing, we always talk about this, you always restructured contracts, did whatever you had to do to get other players new contracts, get them more money, whatever, right?
Yes.
I believe Brett did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Explain to people what that means. When a player restructures a contract, what does that mean for the players, for the money they get?
It don't necessarily mean you're taking a pay cut.
Because that's what I think fans think it means.
No, it's not necessarily meaning a pay cut. They just try to get more cap space to make a – like in Brett's case, and it was for Darren Sharper as well, Brett was going to get a $100 million deal, but it wasn't going to be valued as a $100 million deal. It was just on the surface. So they need like $5 million of hard cash. So they would – I had a roster bonus coming up. They guaranteed it of like $3 million. They say that's a quick $3 million they can save. Then they'll spread that out over another year. Next thing you know, they got the $5 million. But if everybody says no, now they got to go dig another chest
right
to get Brett the $100 million deal because he wanted a hard – they always say a hard $100 million, a soft $100 million. In other words, it's still $100
right
million.
So,
but you can earn every – in it, but you have to restructure. They guarantee it and spread it out.
I'm going somewhere with this. So you agreed to restructure, right?
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Did at any point did Ron Wolf ever come to you or any player that you know of, you don't tell me who the player is, any player that you know of and say, we'd like you to play for less money than what you're probably worth because we want to sign a couple other players?
Yes, my last 2 years, I was supposed to make like $7 million and $6 million. They said, well, can you move that to the future? The future is like when you're 50-some years old or whatever.
And then you got hurt, and that never happened.
Well, you still get that money, but it's when you're 55. But I need that hard money to sign, like, through. And Sharper was one of the guys, but he ended up playing a little bit less and still went to Minnesota. But they'll give you the players. They'll tell you, I want to sign these two or three guys, and you feel a little guilty.
If you say no,
all right, man, forget about it. You go find it for somebody else.
Right. And see, and that's what I think this is right here.
I said, no, I don't mind doing it because I had already earned a lot of money anyway. I want to continue to win. If you end up signing, I don't have no problem.
Now, I don't know how the John Hammond, Giannis thing worked in the basketball side when they gave him his extension. But he signed for less than maximum.
Yeah.
And then he said he wanted to be able to have players around him going
forward.
And he
signed it a year early too, right?
Right.
That makes a big difference.
So he did it on his own. The Spurs players, they've done it on their own, trying to get players around them.
Yes.
My thing is, if you're Aaron Rodgers, now they, according to Domofsky, they haven't even talked to the Packers yet. His agent hasn't even talked to him.
Not, he got like, what, two more years, right?
Three, 2019.
Three? Yeah, this is three last more year. Years, yeah.
So they haven't even had a conversation yet.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, if you're the general manager at that point, whoever that may be, do you have the stones to go to Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, dude, look, we know you should be the highest paid quarterback, but we want to make you the third or fourth highest paid quarterback instead because we want to use that money to either A, re-sign a couple of these players on our team now, or we'd like to go get this big fish that we can't get unless you play for less. Do you have the stones to go to Aaron Rodgers and do that? And then B, would Aaron Rodgers do it?
It's about ego. It's all ego, Steve. If you look at those numbers and see that you're at the top, it's about ego. Because let's be honest, you could buy the same thing you could buy at $16 million that you buy at $20 million, but it's about ego. What Tom Brady did was brilliant. I can care less. My ego is championships, and I'm going to earn more than anybody. I don't care nothing about that. Now, if Rodgers, who he admires, he really admires Brady, he would do the same thing. He would do just what Braun did. Hey, man, listen, I'll take that deal y'all offer, Fielder. I'll take that deal because I want some security moving out. So Rodgers, they'll rework his deal. He'll even go from 20 points. He'll come all the way down to like 14, but they'll give him $35, $40 million up front.
And pay him when he signs.
Yeah, every 2 years he signed more extensions out, and you just keep going. And they take $10, $11 million, sign more guys. That's what New England does. I think it's brilliant because Brady does not have an ego when it comes to money. He got plenty of money. His wife got plenty of money, but it's about being the richest, not the highest paid. That's the biggest deal. The highest paid only lasts, what, 1 or 2 years because another guy keeps signing?
Sure. Right.
But the richest never change.
That's true.
Never changes.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Germantown. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what do you do with Rodgers? I mean, the guy is the top quarterback in the league, but he's driven up prices in the league. What's an average quarterback making right now?
No, we just went over the whole list of quarterbacks in the last
23,
segment.
25 million.
Yeah, somewhere, if you're a top quarterback, somewhere around 20 million.
Yeah, and Rodgers has driven that up.
No, he's so at that number right now. He's at 20 million.
Well, the highest paid quarterback right now is who?
Andrew Luck.
At 23, 25 million,
or
right?
Carr,
the bottom line is Rodgers has to win a Super Bowl.
Derek Carr is the highest paid right now.
Yeah,
thanks
Carr.
For the call. We appreciate it, Mike.
Well, he did win a Super Bowl. I guess he's in another one. The caller said.
He has to win another one before he's the highest paid quarterback in the
league? That's what the caller is saying, and that's what you're going to get on Twitter.
What does Derek Carr want? Yeah. What does Andrew Luck want?
You know what this means? Nathan Jones, nothing at all. Andrew Luck ain't won nothing. But that's what the market. Della Vadova, $10 million, that's what the market bears. You know, you just kind of go along with it.
Why'd you have to bring up Della Vadova? Sparky was in a good mood. You three of Della
Vadova,
the market.
I don't want him to
market.
Be upset with Della Vadova.
Well, that's not going to change. You know that.
At the market.
Look at how he just soured up, man. He's smiling a second ago.
They're going to trade him and a few of these jokers, so don't worry about that.
If you look at – you can sort this on SpotRack for different quarterbacks. So you could – instead of saying cap it, which is what we've been doing, you can say total cash.
Yeah.
If you do total cash, Andrew Luck is one at $27 million this year. Derek Carr's at $25 million this year. Kirk Cousins would be 23.9 because it's that stupid tag.
Yep.
Cam Newton, 23.666666.
I don't like all those sixes.
Joe Flacco is fifth at $21 million. But if you do total cash, like I said, which is what we're doing right now, Aaron Rodgers is 15th at 13.6. He's behind Phillip Rivers, behind Tyrod Taylor, behind Matt Ryan, Brock Osweiler.
Well, he signed that deal at the time. He was the best value.
Sure, he was.
That article from Forbes that I just referenced a second ago, Sparky, that you found, which it compares total salary that these guys have earned. Aaron Rodgers comes in at number four.
Because it's only those four quarterbacks.
$123.8 million.
Yeah, it's those four quarterbacks in the conference championship game. So they were ranking those four.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, I didn't read the headline. I was just
But still, that's
data.
A lot of money.
You know, so Rodgers was asked about that during minicamp, and he said something about, but it also has to do with your average. And we've done pretty good with the average, so we're doing good with what we're at. But he says, I know that I can determine my value by how I play.
I don't think I don't get the sense that Aaron Rodgers – I don't have any inside information, but that Aaron Rodgers necessarily cares about the status of being the highest paid quarterback. You think so?
Hmm.
I know so.
Look how I'm looking at you.
Look at how Clemens is.
You think he cares that his name is at the top of that list?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
He wants his money. He wants his money.
Yeah.
But if he can get it in the way that Tom Brady has gotten it, where it doesn't.
They got to sell him on that.
It doesn't necessarily spell out when you look at SpotTrack or any of these other websites that keep track of salary. It might not be Aaron Rodgers' name at the top of the list in terms of annual salary, but as long as he's getting his value worth. And within the structure of the NFL pay system, I think he's okay. You disagree with that?
As soft-spoken as he is, the man wants to be the GOAT.
Yep.
Well, Tom Brady's in that conversation.
In every way, though. He wants everybody to know that he's the highest paid guy.
Well, that's selfish.
Well, that's what makes him great, too.
You followed Aaron Rodgers in his career?
Yes.
This dude is about himself.
Yeah, that's what makes him great, too, though.
But that's what drives him. Yeah, Michael Jordan was about himself. I mean, these guys that are at that level are about themselves. Now, there are some that aren't as much about themselves.
Brady just doesn't care.
Leroy Butler was a great football player. Not as much about himself. Brett Favre, great football player. Maybe not as much about himself and trying to help guys around him. That's my thing is, and I don't know, is if they went to him and said, look, we want you, you're not going to be the highest paid player when we give you this deal in 2019. You'll be in the top five. But with that extra money we're going to save, we'd like to sign player A or B, but you got to tell them who it is. I agree with Leroy. You got to tell them who we're talking about here.
Yeah, tell them who it is.
Tell them who it is.
Yeah.
Are you okay with it? And then if he says, nope, got to get mine, okay, don't complain to me that you don't got guys. I'll give you yours, but I don't want to hear about it. And then, you know, you pay him and you move forward. But I got to think, if you went to Aaron Rodgers and said, hey, man, I'll get you player A or player B. Now, again, I'm assuming this won't be Ted Thompson, a general manager. I'll get you player A or player B in free agency, but you got to take this in order to get that guy. I think Aaron Rodgers probably takes less. I'm wrong.
Let's go to Tom in West Dallas. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Tom?
Tom got plenty.
I wanted to talk about Leroy when he's talking about Aaron Rodgers, like backpedaling some money when he retires and stuff. Isn't that all lumped into the years of the contract and – you know, let's say if you give him $25 million this year, he's got a five-year contract that's all prorated for year to year, isn't it?
Well, it depends because they give you the signing bonus, and then they give you roster bonuses, and then they give you these other bonuses if you on the roster.
And like, then if he makes $25 million, and it's like he makes $20 million a year, and he gets a $25 million signing bonus for 5 years, well, he actually is making $25 million a year.
No, because his base but his base salary isn't like $20 million. You know what I mean?
But it's gonna. But won't they prorate the signing bonus?
They can move the
5 years.
They can do it even better than that. They can move the whole $25 or $30 million at the end of the contract and save it. They can do whatever they want.
But then they're gonna get screwed at when he's gone. They're gonna be paying on a contract where the guy's not even there.
Well, see, the thing about that is that's why we only talk about quarterbacks. These quarterbacks normally stay through their deals. Normally, but you're right about an average player. You don't see the end of that contract. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're gonna see the end of that deal. So you can go to them and say, "Listen, man, do like Brady did. Give me the $30-40 million, $28 million. Just give it to them in the second year, and every day just redo it. I mean, every 2 years, prorate it all over the deal."
Tom Brady's got a wife that makes $400 million a year.
Isn't that nice? That is nice.
You really don't need no money.
Yeah, he needs money though.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Get his head bashed in. He better take that money.
Also, you never know when Giselle's going to up and leave.
She ain't going nowhere, cuz. She can't do better than that.
I don't know about
that. It's impossible.
What do you mean?
He's one of the best looking guys.
Mm-hmm.
He said he got $200 million.
Uh-huh.
She can't do better than that.
There are better looking guys with more money than Tom Brady, man.
Impossible. Not combination.
George Clooney.
Never heard of him when it comes to Brady. I'd rather be Brady.
Clooney's old.
I'd rather be Brady.
We probably should do that.
Clooney's old, though.
Who would you rather be? Clooney or Brady?
Brady got a dimple in his chin, cuz.
You seen Clooney's list?
Yeah, he got nice.
Pull it up now. You seen his catalog?
Hey.
But pull up
Tom
Cooney's
Brady
catalog.
Got platinum now, boss.
No.
She on the runway in a bathing suit.
Pull up Clooney's catalog, bro.
His baby mama's cute. Clooney got a nice catalog, but Tom Brady ain't nothing to play with, cuz.
Is that intern over 21?
Our intern?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see which intern is
which
over
one?
There
the
today.
The one with the jersey?
I didn't even know we had an intern today.
It's Austin.
Austin's over here today.
Yeah, Austin. Allegedly over 21.
Tell him pull up George Clooney catalog, though. That girl up there?
Uh-huh.
That girl.
What girl up where? Right Stacey Keebler?
She was strong.
On in there.
Yep.
on the list.
Uh-huh.
What you mean? Man, Giselle Bundchen, man, you can just like, just Google. Do you have Google on your like computer?
Four, five of them girls, man.
He got five of them putting together their head up to Giselle.
No. He done had four, five Giselle Bundchen.
Tony got a strong catalog. I would agree.
Had four, five girls.
But if I had to make a choice.
Where did I start?
No. Let me ask this. Brady. How about, I'm going to throw another in there. Clooney, Brady, or Jeter?
Oh.
I got to go Tom Brady.
I might go Jeter.
No.
I might go Jeter.
I'm going Jeter.
I'm going Tom Brady all day long.
Right. Those three Jeter.
Jeter ain't got no woman yet.
Jeter's not old.
He ain't got no woman.
Jeter's going to know Jeter's his name married, still when man. He's 50, unlike Brady.
How about this girl that got as much as Giselle Bundchen?
Jeter's got a baby mama.
Is he married?
Yeah.
He is married?
Yeah.
The model chick, right?
Yeah. Now she's Hannah Jeter. I forgot what her name was before she took his name.
A guy can never look better
than his wife. There are rumors of separation, though, already.
Well, that don't mean nothing.
She's still pregnant.
Yeah, there's a rumor about Steve being separated. He's still together. Rumors don't mean nothing. Man, y'all be read that fake stuff, man. That don't mean nothing.
Is everything
fake
all right, news. Sparky?
Well, you don't think it's fine. You don't believe
it? I get it on Twitter.
Yeah, there you go. Fake news.
Make sure to source it to Leap 36.
Don't do that. No.
Source
don't
it to Leap 36. That'll go
it's all
well.
Allegedly, Sparky. Don't mean nothing.
You were just trying to get her help 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I'll be back down in a minute. I'm almost done. She's not listening, though. She's
fake news.
If they did separate, she'd walk away with all that Harry's Razors money.
Yeah, she would.
How about that? She can shave her legs and let you shave your face. Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Harry's Razors. Nice, smooth shave that you get. Nice, comfortable glide that goes along with it. I love it. My dad got it for him for Father's Day. He says it's the best razor he's ever used. Rami got one for his dad, but they don't talk, so he still doesn't know if his dad uses it.
I forgot to ask him again. I was just there a couple days ago. Yeah. I'm going to text him.
You were just there for his birthday.
Yeah, I made him dinner.
What did you get him for his birthday?
I made him dinner.
Gary, did you hear this?
What?
Rami's dad's birthday. What just happened? Yeah, made him dinner.
I made him.
Harry's Razor. Save time and money with Harry's.
I made him a spread, dude. I didn't just. Some Roberts. Man, some chicken goat. Skewers.
Where you want some what?
Pop wants some goat.
Some goat. No, he had some goat a couple days before that, actually.
They bring in some goat, Ron.
I don't do goat, man.
Your dad know how to do goat?
Yeah.
Dr. Amon loves goat.
Lamb, goat, it's the same thing, right?
You guys got them running around in the neighborhood?
No, we don't have goats running around in the neighborhood in Kenosha.
They traded them all for their wives.
Come on, man. Racist. Finish the read, dude.
I can't finish it there in the middle of that. I'm going to start over. Oh, my God. Clements has sound effects. Oh, my God.
Where'd you pull that out from?
It sounds like this is planned, Rami.
At his fingertips.
Sounds like they planned this one.
I knew we were talking about goats. Man. Racist.
Allegedly, it's all allegedly.
Start over.
Thank you.
Yep.
Harry's Razors, nice smooth feel, comfortable glide to go along with that shave, affordable, and like I said, my dad loves his, got it for Father's Day, and we won't talk about Rami and his father.
I'm finding out right now.
All you have to know is this, save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you with an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and I'm going to give you a chance to do it pretty much for a couple bucks. How? Simple.
How?
Harry's is so confident you love their blades, they're giving you their set for free. You just got to cover shipping.
Free.
Free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and get this, we've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/sparky to get it right now. That's harrys.com/sparky to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free.
Free.
All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/sparky. That's harrys.com/sparky. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
I don't know if we have time to cover everything that was wrong with what Mike Vick said yesterday. But we will try right after this.
I don't think he talked about ghosts.
On the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet studio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.